the serious type. Maybe you didn't notice with all the dancing and singing I was doing. Naya helped him on with the t-shirt and cut, catching his grimace as he slid the blackjack colors over his broad shoulders. Despite the beatings he had taken and the lack of sustenance, he still had more muscles than the men she'd dated until she'd hooked up with her current boyfriend Maurice. And Holt was tall, an inch or two over 6 feet, she guessed, and that face. She could imagine women falling over themselves for a taste of him. Even the bruises couldn't hide the chiseled planes and angles of his jaw, the wide, sensuous mouth, or those blue eyes, so piercing they shone in the dim light. "And I'm not a fucking jack. Pretend." Naya startled at his sharp tone, but when she saw the tremor in his hand as he tucked the gun into the holster around his waist, she forgave him. He'd clearly been a prisoner for a long time, and if they didn't make it out, Viper would finish the job he thought he'd finished days ago. "Sorry, I'm not good at pretend, either." His face softened, and he stroked her cheek. "Let's just get out of here." "Sure." She took up her position under his arm, bearing his weight as they breached the doorway, her cheek against the cool leather of his cut. No. A blackjack cut. Naya slid out from under his shoulder. After spending years in the biker world, she understood the importance of a biker's cut. It meant more to him than his bike. His cut was his heart, his soul, his bond to his brothers and his clubs. "Your cut. I'll get it." "No. It's okay, I'll just be a second." She ran back inside, balled up his cut, and tucked it under her arm. "Good to go." She slipped back under his shoulder, and Holt grunted. "Just leave it." "Really, Holt, it's okay. I know what the cut means. I've turned it inside out and folded it. No one will see your patches." "Not my colors anymore," he muttered as he pulled the door closed behind them. "Not my club." Before she could ask what he meant, he took a step forward and Naya slid an arm around his waist. Hopefully, they wouldn't draw the attention of the guards, ever present around a biker clubhouse to protect them from enemies, and especially from an enemy as formidable as the Sinner's tribe. "The enemy of my enemy is my friend." A friend that could assure her safety and her future, especially after her stupidity in Viper's bedroom this afternoon. They crossed the compound with slow, halting steps, arms wrapped around each other, heads bowed. Naya's heart thudded in her chest and she pressed her cheek against Holt's side. "How far?" he whispered. "Their bikes were parked out front. About 150 yards to go. There's a guard ahead." "Start giggling." He dug his fingers into her side and she snorted a laugh. "Stop! I'm ticklish. That's the idea." He tickled her again, and she laughed. "Rafe?" A voice echoed in the darkness. Naya looked up at the name patch on the cut Holt wore. "That's you," she murmured, pulling him back a few steps. "Stay in the shadows."
"Yeah."
Holt lowered his voice to a husky growl as footsteps approached from the direction of the clubhouse. "You check on Viper's new bitch? He's getting impatient. He's waited a long time for another taste of that pussy." Naya choked back a breath and shoved her face into Holt's side. He smelled vile, sweat and blood laced with decay, and yet his body was warm and solid, his arm tight around her shoulders. "She's still screaming and making a fuss. Knocked her around a bit and cut the lights. Now we're in the dark with the rats and that dead sinner and she'll be ready for him." Holt's voice was thick, hoarse and scratchy. "Viper likes him broken." The biker stepped in front of them, and Holt ground to a stop, dipping his head. His hand slid to the gun tucked into the holster around his waist. Naya could feel his heart thudding in his chest. "Who you got there?" "Piece of tail I found in a bar."
"Piece of tail?"
she whispered, indignant. Holt dug his finger into Naya's side, and she forced a giggle through clenched teeth. How could he be so calm? "Gonna take her home. Too drunk to do much with."